This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. We all want to talk about is the Deshaun Watson rumors again. And we're going to have Aaron Wilson on from Houston. He is an NFL insider. He is well-connected there in Houston. And let me tell you something. For me, first of all, none of this makes any sense whatsoever. To me, it's makes like zero sense to trade for somebody that has 22, not one, not two, not three, 22 allegations and civil lawsuits. And I know that there's been a criminal investigation that's gone on. I know they're also deposing him. I'm not sure if they already did or they still haven't. You've got the trading deadline November 2nd. None of this is going to be resolved by then. I don't know how any team, and I've been saying this for a while now, and folks, every time one of these rumors happens, does the trade happen? Let me ask you, does the trade happen? No. And I'm going to go with it again. Nothing's going to happen. And here's the weird thing. I don't think this is coming from Miami. I think this is all driven from the team. Quite frankly, I'm almost thinking that John McClain is taking one for the team. That kind of the team is telling him, hey, you know, we want to try to see if we could stir this thing up one more time and whatever. And John, like, throws it out there. And John McClain is, you know, he's as well-connected as they get. He's as well-respected as they get. But he's going to get more stories down the line. You know, hey, you do us this favor. You know, when Schefter got exposed on that story that he was writing and then sent it back to Allen, I think, was the executive. And, you know, to me, that was nothing. Like, for some people, they were shocked. For me, I wasn't shocked because I know how the sausage is made. And the only way you're going to get stories at times is by doing favors for the agent or the team. And so they want you to do something and then, you know, just throw something out there. Not that it'll be wrong, because this is not a story that he didn't say for sure that it's going to happen, but they're going to try and this and that and all. None of it was like a, oh, this is going to happen. You know, when it happens, that's when Jay Glazer reports, hey, this is going to happen. Hey, you know, Schefter reports, hey, this is going to happen. Rappaport reports, hey, this is going to happen. Garofalo reports, hey, this is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? When some of these top-notch NFL guys that get the story, then they'll tell you when it's happening. Nobody's telling you that it's happening. Think about that. And so, to me, this is actually coming from that side, not this side. I mean, that's just the impression I get from all of this. It just doesn't make any sense. And Pro Football Talk now put out a story that Houston's throwing that out there to kind of create more interest and see if they'll get teams like Carolina and Philadelphia to bite, because they might be interested since their quarterbacks and their start, they started well, but now they've all lost gas now. And they're not the same team. And Jalen Hurts isn't impressive as much. And then the Carolina Panthers started off really hot. And now they've taken a couple of steps back, yada, 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 all that stuff. So that's what it seems like to me. That actually feels more like what it is. And I've been pretty much steady on this, that I just don't, it doesn't make any sense. How do you trade for somebody that you don't know is going to be found guilty or not? How do you know there aren't any pictures or videos or incriminating texts or something or a letter or whatever that's available? You have no idea. You have no idea if there are any other women lurking. You have no idea if there's any criminal, criminal investigation that's going to lead to more. You don't know if he's innocent or guilty. How do you trade for somebody like that? That would be a black eye to your franchise. Can you imagine trading for a guy and then he's found guilty? So to me, if you want to try to make this trade, you wait till the offseason. You wait till all of the legal issues are done. That way you know where he stands, when he's going to play, if the NFL is going to suspend him or not. That way you have all the information. None of this makes any sense whatsoever. It'd be incredibly irresponsible to trade for him now. It would be an enormous act of desperation to make this move at this point in time. So I don't know how this makes any sense whatsoever. I don't. And I don't think it's coming from the Dolphins. What is it? Daenerys Coleman. Big O, you just don't want Watson, LOL. Are you listening to me, Daenerys? It's not a matter of that I don't want Watson. It's that I don't want a guy that could possibly end up facing criminal charges. I don't want a guy that could end up being suspended. And if he's guilty, wow, what a terrible message. Even if he has to serve a suspension, you have to wait it out. That's the message you're sending to your female fans? No, I think you want to wait till everything's done. I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything. I don't think the Dolphins reached out at all on this thing. At all. This seems to me like it's all coming from the team. And remember what I just brought up with Aaron Wilson, okay? Because this is the kind of stuff that you're not going to hear on 560 or 790 or anything like that. Okay, this is what we have to think of. What's going on behind the scenes? What does Houston know? Do they feel that it's getting ugly and that's why they want to put the heat and try to move them now? Because that's kind of what I feel. Because if it was good and he was making progress, follow me on this, and you're Houston, your season's screwed already, dude. You don't need to rush him. So what you want is, if you hear, hey, you know, it's going in the right direction, this and that, you would sit on this and say, all right, he's going to be found innocent. Awesome. Let's wait till the offseason. Now we know where everybody is after the draft. We know what their picks are and all that. And now we can ask for the world because he's innocent. You got to ask yourself, why are they rushing this? Why are they trying to get something done before the trading deadline when there's 10 criminal complaints and there's 22 civil complaints? And it's not going to be done for a while. You just heard Aaron Wilson. If he's found guilty, brother, you won't even find out about when he's going to jail for almost another year for sentencing and everything else. Just ask yourself these kind of questions. This is why I keep telling you guys, every time this has come up, what have I said every single time? This is all hot air. You know why? It's too many legal issues. That's why when some of you are saying, oh, this is a desperation move by the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything, man. I think this is all coming from them. Because it would make zero sense for Chris Greer to trade for a guy right now not knowing if he's innocent or guilty. So this is what, these are the things that I'm thinking of. I'm taking this next level. Too many people, most of you out there, are just looking at it simplistic. Oh, Dolphins are talking. Oh, yeah, they're just trying. Oh, they're trying to move them. All this, that. Bullshit. There's something to this, and it's from that side. Something's going on. And they cannot rush the court system. They don't have that power. None of them have that power. They're screwed. You have to go by however long it takes. It doesn't matter who you are. So this is going to be a long, long time. Now, you know what the worst part about all of this is, okay? Tua. And Houston, in a way, is screwing Tua, screwing Flo, screwing over all the offensive coordinators, the offensive staff, the fan base, everybody. Because if the Dolphins, and I believe the Dolphins have nothing to do with this at all. I think this is Houston stirring shit up. Look, like I've told you guys before, I think the Dolphins inquired in the offseason last year when it first happened that he got pissed at the team and all that. I think they inquired. And then the accusations broke. And then I think everything's died down since then. But I think Miami and other teams inquired at that time. And maybe Houston had phone calls with them throughout the year, but not them inquiring about the player. They might have inquired about, hey, what do you know about the court case? What's going on? And Stephen Ross can easily pick up the phone and call Roger Goodell and say, yo, what do you know about this? Well, listen, we don't know anything. And if he's found guilty, I want you to know, Stephen, we are going to suspend him and he will face, you know, fines and suspensions and all of that. So Stephen Ross knows. So to me, this is what I think has happened. Miami inquired at the beginning of the year. Then they never inquired again. But I think there have been phone calls from Houston throughout the year at times to kind of gauge interest. But because Miami knows and every other team knows that there are legal issues, they're not going to trade for him. This is only silly shit that you come up with and I come up with. And what I mean by that is media and fans. And so every time it's been brought up, nothing's ever been addressed. Nothing has ever been. And the Dolphins don't want to come out and address it because then they fuel the fire. So they'd rather just leave it alone and let it just, you know, die out on its own. And they don't, because once they start answering this rumor, they will then have to answer every other rumor that comes after that. So I know what they're doing. I understand on the Dolphins side what they're doing. So I really feel that the Dolphins have never really tried to trade for him at all. They inquired last year in the offseason when he first declared. But then after that, I think they've just been included in the mix. And I think it's been Houston or the agent stirring shit up. This time around, I think it's the team doing it more than anything else. And so that's why I kind of feel like John McClain, who has broken 1,000 Houston Texans and Oilers stories. This is a guy that will probably, take a bullet in a way where he's not wrong because he's not, he never said a deal was happening. If you look at, read the story. He's not saying, well, they're trying to talk and see if they can work something out and this and that, but there's nothing going on. And so I think it's just the reporter throwing chum in the water, helping out the team, and then the team will help him by giving him stories when they first have to break something. That's the way I'm reading into it. Just like you saw what Schefter did, that he sent Allen back the story. Hey, look, this is all the info you gave me. Look it over. If you think I'm wrong somewhere, change it, whatever, Mr. Editor, and all that, because obviously he's the source. So he wants the source to, and it shows that Schefter also is putting it out with one source, which, you know, you're supposed to technically get two sources or three if you can. That's what they want. But my point is, this is how the sausage is made. you do favors for people, they continue to do favors for you. Okay? That's just the way it is. And so I just kind of get the feeling that before we pile on the Dolphins, which I've seen it already on the text line, oh, this is a desperation move by Greer. Oh, this is Ross stepping in saying, you've got to make this move and all that kind of crap. All of you throwing out all kinds of different Oliver Stone type of, you know, situations. And I don't think any of them are true. I don't think it's Chris Greer. I don't think it's Brian Flores demanding it. I don't think it's Stephen Ross meddling and saying, enough's enough, trade for Watson. I don't believe it's any of them. I believe it's coming all from Houston. And every time this has come up, every time I've told you, nothing to this story. And guess what I'm going to say again? Nothing to this story. Too much common sense. I know my man JD doesn't have common sense. But most of us that have common sense, you look at it, too many legal issues hanging. There's no way you can come up with any kind of compensation. The embarrassment that if he is found guilty and you traded for him, the message it sends to your fan base, to your sponsors, to women overall, it's disgusting. And you will look like an idiot. Because if he's found guilty, then he's got to go to jail. And then you traded for a guy, you traded for a jailbird. One question that was left, and I actually text Omar and Joe, because as you know, two of our guys are very prominent in that press conference, Omar Kelly and Joe Shad. I text both guys. I said, hey, ask him straight up. Why can't you say we're not interested in trading for Deshaun Watson? Our quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa. And then you can see, you know, because every time he answers the question, he doesn't really go all the way, but we haven't as a media painted him into a corner and forced him to ask the question. So say you're not going to be the Alabama coach. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Boom. Lie. Get it? And so when he says that, you know, that he's addressed it and it's not a distraction and all that, it is. It is a distraction. And he never really ever says, we have no interest in trading for Deshaun Watson, because he really can't say that. Because in the end, they still may have interest in trading for Deshaun Watson in the offseason. As I've told you over and 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 over again, that if Tua doesn't impress, then maybe in the offseason, going after Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson could be options. They're not trading for Deshaun Watson now. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it has. I'm going to stay steadfast on this the entire time. I don't believe Miami has been talking to them about trading for Watson since last offseason. When Watson came out publicly and said, I'm not playing for you guys anymore, boom, that's when they inquired. Then the allegations came in, and that's when nobody else probably really started dealing with them anymore. Now, has Houston had, you know, maybe a conversation where they called people to gauge interest? Yes, I'm sure they've done that. And what are they doing now? Trying to stir up interest again. What did I tell you guys yesterday? Do you remember our conversation yesterday? And what did I tell you that my cynical mind is thinking? Because I've been at this for a long time. This is Houston desperate to make a deal for Watson now because they don't know what the offseason holds. And if they find him guilty, they lose all leverage. Of course, if he's innocent, they will gain all the leverage in the world. But right now, they don't know. And neither does Miami, and neither does any other team. I don't believe there's a team in the NFL that is negotiating right now with the Houston Texans for the services of Deshaun Watson. Why? Because common sense tells you there are 22 civil lawsuits. There are 10 criminal investigations going on. There is nothing resolved. Nobody has insight. So this is all coming from Houston. And John McClain, while incredibly respected, never said that a deal was going to be done. He says, well, it could, I hear it could even be done until by the deadline. You hear, but not, it's a done deal that it's going to happen. It's not like Woj coming out and Schefter coming out saying, hey, boom, this trade's happening. They're giving up this pick. They're giving up that player and these concessions. And they tell you the entire trade. Nothing is going on like that. This has been a bunch of effing hot air from the get-go. That's all it's been. I'm not telling you that Miami isn't interested. I'm not telling you that Philadelphia isn't interested. I'm not telling you that Carolina might not be interested. They might be interested, but they're all waiting for resolution first. Because common sense tells you, how do you trade for a guy that could be a criminal? That's all you need to know. And that's what it comes down to. And yes, this is a distraction. I don't care what Cam Flo thinks. And Cam Flo never comes out and says, we have no interest in trading for Watson. Tua Tagovailoa is the Miami Dolphins franchise quarterback. Let's stop with the silliness. I'm tired of these distractions. You guys are creating, and you in the media are creating distractions for us. I don't know what's going on in Houston. Maybe they're trying to trade Watson, but I wish they would keep the Miami Dolphins name out of the mix. How do you like that? Can you say that? Yeah, you can say that. Have you done it? No, you haven't. Why haven't you? Because you're leaving the door open for the offseason. That's why. So don't tell me that it's not a distraction, because it's a distraction. They're still asking you. And Cam Flo, by the way, dude, this whole offensive coordinator mess that you created, you could have ended it a long time ago by putting the hammer down and saying, this is how it's done. I don't care what the F Trent Dilfer says. Jay Feely is full of shit. He doesn't know what the hell is going on. This is how it's done. End of story. But you had to make it so secretive. So then what happens? People start to then try to decipher it. And then you've got Feely throwing comments and Trent Dilfer polluting the waters. Cam Flo, dude, you don't have any advantage by telling us who's calling the plays and who doesn't. There is zero advantage to this. There is no strategical ammunition that you get from this. It's the silliest secret in the world. And when you stand up there on the podium, Cam Flo, and you say, well, I don't know why I got to repeat myself. Because, dude, you've never been clear. And you try to mislead, and you try to make it sound like this is top secret or something. It's a bunch of bullshit, dude. Who's the offensive coordinator? Say it and move on. But you created such a mess that you create the distraction. You don't answer the question from Watson, you create the distraction. I'm just saying, man. This is what happens with rookie coaches. They gotta, they thoroughly have to go through the mistakes and embarrass themselves in order to learn. Somebody's got to ask him, just like Lenny Martez and Dave Hyde did to Nick Saban years ago. You must corner them and say, Camflo, why won't you just come clean and say this already? Say, we are not interested in trading for Deshaun Watson because Tua Tagovailoa is our franchise quarterback. Why can't you say that? Corner him. But you're letting him out. You're letting him squirm out of the question without having to really answer it. And that's what happened with Saban. And when Len Martez asked him the question and Dave Hyde followed up, there was no escape for Saban. He had to answer it. You want me to just say it? Yes, we want you to just say it. Okay, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Boom. So when you avoid the direct question, because they have not asked him the direct question, you will get a direct answer. Because if he doesn't answer it directly, you got your answer. If he answers it directly the way Saban did, you got your answer, and now we will find out the result. And we will find out if your answer is the truth or it's a lie. But these coaches for Flo and his entire staff, if you notice, when they ask them questions, these guys are thinking constantly before they answer it because they have to answer it in a way that does not incriminate them in any way, shape, or form. And I don't mean incriminate in a way of criminal activity. I mean, like, catch them in a lie, catch them overconfident about something, overanalyzing about something, whatever it is. They're trying to find a way to answer a question to not end up in a loophole. That's the whole thing for them. That's what this entire staff does every time they're answering some of the tougher questions. They find a way to dodge it and go in another direction without answering it. And that's what Camflo has done. He hasn't answered the question. And we haven't asked it directly. We got to ask it directly. Plain and simple. Why do you continue to dance around it? Why don't you answer the question? Because you seem to be linked to Deshaun Watson, but you say Tua is your quarterback. Can you definitively say you have no interest in trading for Deshaun Watson because Tua Tagovailoa is our starting quarterback? And when he doesn't answer that question, you got your answer. And when he gets really pissed off, you got your answer. But that question needs to be asked of Camflo directly, the way they did with Saban.